Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, shut up, camera, John Ritchie. It's 94 WIP. Coming up at noon today, your chance to win $1,000 as we do at the start of the 12 o'clock hour every day on our show. So be tuned for that in about 15 minutes. All right, let's welcome in here in the Tasty Cake Studios. Chris, we saw his tweet over the weekend, Jeff Mosher from the Inside the Birds podcast, and he's saying don't expect basically the Eagles to sign another veteran defensive end. They've got five guys already. I will get to that in a moment. Mosher? Good morning, sir. How are you?
It is it's an honor and privilege to be on this show.
It is
one of my favorite shows. It might be my favorite show.
Wow.
More than Game of Thrones?
Well, I don't even watch Game of Thrones. I'm like you, Joe. I mean, I don't take baths, but you know, I don't watch a whole lot of TV.
Sometimes I watch from the bed. No, that's not true. All right, Jeff. So before we get to what they may do up ahead.
Yeah.
Your assessment of what happened in the rear view, meaning their decision, the Eagles' decision to what I would say deprioritize Chris Long.
Mm-hmm.
He makes the decision, well, okay, I wanted to play, but now I won't. I'll retire. They, of course, with a nice tribute to him, they sent out a statement. He puts out a statement, statements all around.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm of the mindset, well, why isn't Chris Long and the Eagles saying, hey, let's be in this together for 2019 and do it again? Why did the Eagles deprioritize what Chris Long could have done in 2019?
I think you have to go back to how they...
And did they make a mistake, in your opinion?
Well, we'll lead to that, because I think there's more than one way to look at it.
Okay.
But they certainly went into the offseason, as I was told by someone on the team, Jim Schwartz said, we absolutely need to prioritize defensive tackle. And if you go back to last year, you know why. There was Fletcher Cox, but then after that, you know, Tim Jernigan missed the whole year, as you mentioned.
Almost all, yeah.
Then
yeah.
You got almost the whole year, yeah. Then you guys got Bruce Hector, Trayvon Hester. Yeah, they played with Haloni Dada, was hurt a lot. They really struggled opposite Fletcher Cox to find some consistency there.
Yep.
So what they do, they went out and got Malik Jackson. Now, unlike most defensive tackles that the Eagles have had playing alongside Fletch the last few years, Malik is probably going to be the best pass-rushing tackle that he's played with since Doug Peterson got here.
Sure.
So if now you spent that money on him, if you're paying him to rush the passer, you want him on the field next to Fletcher Cox in the pass rush. Now think about the ways Chris Long used to get on the field. It's because they would take that second defensive tackle off, right? They would take Haloti Ngata off. They would take Tim Jernigan off, Deshaun Hall, any of those guys that we mentioned, and they would slide Brandon Graham from the outside in or slide Michael Bennett from the outside
sure.
in. So you can't slide those guys in anymore if you're planning to rush the passer with Fletcher Cox and with Malik Jackson. So now you have Derek Barnett on one side, Brandon Graham on the other. That's probably, in my opinion, going to be your number one pass rush line.
And I agree.
With you. So then how many snaps really are left for Chris Long to come in? The reason why Chris had so many snaps last year is because of injuries, is because Michael Bennett then got to move inside because they had the injuries at DT and because
sure.
Derek Barnett.
Yep.
If, theoretically, this team sort of stays healthy, you can theoretically see Chris not having as much of an impact because he can't get into the edge role if the two edge rushers are staying as edge
but
rushers.
But how often does that happen? There's injuries in the for two things. One, the Eagles have always had a big, minus they always, normally, but let's just talk about this group.
Right.
This coaching staff. They believe heavily in rotating the players.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I think have had success with that.
Yes.
So that's number. So I expect them, even if you have, yes, this is my A, it's third and 10. These are my A four guys to go after the quarterback. And I agree. He probably wouldn't have been on that A group,
mm-hmm.
but you're still going to rotate a lot because the Eagles do. And the second thing is players always get hurt.
I agree.
So why
you.
In the hell did the Eagles not want Chris Long back when instead,
but who said they didn't?
Well,
it's Chris saying that I don't, what the Eagles are saying is we just built this new kind of pass rush line. We still have a role for you, Chris, but we cannot sit here and tell you you're going to play 40 to 50% of the snaps, not the way we're now currently constructed, right? And he's saying, and you and I, and maybe, John, you think the same thing, doesn't matter, Chris. If you come back, you're probably going to get on that field through injury or through whatever. But Chris is saying, there's a chance I might not, and why am I going to put my 34-year-old body through the rigors, through all this, and then go there and maybe just wind up being kind of a spare part and a coach? Or LeGarrette Blount, you know, like somebody who came in probably thinking 2 years ago he was going to have a bigger role, then it got reduced and reduced and reduced. I just don't think that at this stage of his career.
Wow.
And really, it's weird because I feel like, again, I don't understand why Chris can't see that there's probably a bigger role than he anticipates.
So you think he miscalculated here?
I do think that he's thinking he's not going to play a whole lot no matter what. And none of us can sit here and guarantee that. I mean, they could get two or three injuries like that, and he could have a bigger role.
Sure.
So they feel confident right now. What you're saying is they like their defensive ends, and they're not looking to add any.
Well, they would take him back, but I think what they feel confident is they are so much more deep now at defensive tackle, having brought in Malik Jackson, having brought in Tim Jernigan back, you know, having addressed that position where they just see they have three edge rushers already. They have Barnett, who's young. They've got Brandon Graham, who they're paying a lot of money to, and they just brought back Vinny. So if they don't have Chris, they then have backup plans already because they drafted Sharif Miller.
But they don't feel like he's ready.
No, right? they may not, but I mean, you know, did they know Avante Maddox was ready to play corner and he wound up playing well? So
yeah, that's true.
You draft the kid in the fourth round, he's probably going to make your team.
I think he'll make the team. I think Sharif Miller is so far off from being ready. My question, too, would be, you know, last year, the reason that Chris Long played 59% of the snaps is, you know, injury, attrition, and that just we no longer had that deep eight-man rotation. We could have had that eight-man rotation had they brought up Deshaun Hall or Joe Ostman or Josh Sweat, and they didn't. You know, that so to me speaks volumes.
So how good can they really be?
Right. Like, they were here.
Right.
They weren't good enough to get on the field last year. Now
Sweat
I'm supposed
was.
To believe.
Hurt. Sweat was in the rotation. He got hurt. And I think Deshaun Hall did play a little bit,
but
if
Sweat,
I'm not mistaken.
But Sweat
we're
was
talking
unimpressive.
Like 1% of the snaps, something like that. You know, it just didn't look like these were guys that we can depend upon.
Right. Now, so to really answer your question, this to me goes back to some of the earlier moves, not just bringing in Malik Jackson, but did they really have to trade Michael Bennett? We haven't asked that a whole lot.
No, we really haven't asked that a whole lot.
Michael Bennett was their second most productive pass rusher next to Fletcher Cox last year. Now, there's all sorts of, you know, the locker room, the coachability, the ticking time, whatever. The pay's good enough for the Patriots, and they expect to win a Super Bowl every year. He was under a good price tag. People say he wanted more money. That never came out until it came out when I broke the story that they were shopping him at the Combine in Indianapolis.
So did they have to? Well,
they didn't have to.
Was there something boiling
beneath
the surface?
Yeah, but you know what? Again, if the Patriots can deal with it, why can't the Eagles? They have a great culture here. Mm. We've questioned whether certain people, whether it's LeGarrette Blount or Jay Ajayi in Miami, could come in here and kind of conform and buy in. He bought in. He didn't cause any problems. In fact, he was a good Eagle. He was very good.
As far as we know.
He was a good player for sure.
It just makes me think that there was something.
Certain players didn't love him, but you know what? You're going to find that in every locker room.
Well, I'd heard that too. All right, so Jeff, what now? I mean, so your tweet over the weekend, part of what surprised me is you think that, you know, essentially they won't sign a defensive end because you think, I guess, that they think they're they think they're stocked up. Is that a fair way to put it?
I think they think they have a lot of options. Yes. And the compared to the options that are out there right now, there's we talked about it with Adam Kaplan on the Inside the Birds podcast. The guys that they can bring in, veterans like an Andre Branch.
Yeah.
Or some other guys.
Not much.
What they're doing, yes, it's either not that much different than what they have now, or those are guys who, just like Chris Long, are smart. They're older, and they're looking for an opportunity, maybe an injury on another team across the league. They're going to wait out training camp, just like Darren Sproles. Nobody wants to go to training camp.
Right.
They're
going
to wait and find where is the best scenario and opportunity for them. Right now, why would they want to come to a team that doesn't even have enough snaps for a guy, theoretically, for Chris Long to play?
Yeah.
Right, there's probably a team that's A, not as deep as the Eagles on the D line, and B, is going to have an injury somewhere along the line and says, Andre Branch, we want you to come in. We'll even give you a decent salary, and you'll play 50% of the snaps in our rotation.
Then you've got names of guys who are younger, who, you know, Coney Ealy, Jihad Ward, guys that, you know, aren't the old DeMontre Moore, guys who aren't the old heads who just haven't caught on. I mean, one of those guys could be someone brought in potentially for a cheaper deal, I would guess, if the need becomes obvious.
And it could happen during August.
During
I would
camp.
Just say my summation of this whole thing, I guess what I'm getting at is this. Because injuries could happen, and Barnett, he's missed you know, almost an entire year of one of his 2 years, right? I mean, we'll say. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, Brandon Graham is getting older and I think lost a little bit of steam last year. Probably still has gas left in the tank. For sure has gas left in the tank, but maybe not as good as he was 3 years ago. My point quite simply is I'm concerned about who's the third main defensive end pass rusher, and if there's an injury to one of those two, I'm really concerned about who steps into the role to be a prime pass rusher off the edge if one of the two main guys, Barnett or Graham, gets hurt.
Well, I get everything. I think that's fair.
Everything you're saying about the inside guys, Jeff, I get that influences the whole equation.
Well, Hassan Ridgeway, too, is a guy that we haven't even talked about. I mean, he's the forgotten D tackle who's pretty legit.
I like him, by the way. But
it just strikes me like they're light outside where if something had happened and you can go to long like last year, hey, I got an adult in the room who can hold it down. He might not be phenomenal, but he can hold it down.
All right, well,
now, if you have a situation like that,
what do you want the Eagles to do, though?
I wanted them to keep Chris Long.
That's what I'm saying. They didn't pull this is Chris's decision. What would you like the Eagles to do? Guarantee something that they cannot, on paper, guarantee?
Listen, I don't think he should be playing 59% of the snaps, but I think he should be playing 35 to 40% of the snaps.
So what are they supposed to do? Say you're going to play 35, 40% of the snaps?
Yes.
You can't do that. You just can't promise anybody anything.
That's not realistic. Wait, hold on. You don't think
he was good enough for that?
What if you do that and he actually turns 35 and he's not playing well, and then there's another kid playing really well, but you find out in week 11 that you have to play Chris Long over a kid who's doing really well?
Yeah, by the way, you've got prototypical defensive ends. You've got Deshaun Hall, Josh Sweat, guys who are 6'5", 260 pounds, who look like they fit the part, who just haven't fit the part yet because they're too young. They expect these guys. I mean, they're opting for youth here. They said, hey, Chris,
guys,
we've got a spot for you.
To be real clear, if Chris Long, if it was proven at some point this upcoming year as an Eagle, was going to be beat out by some of the younger guys, I'd say no problem, play the younger guys. But I believe going into this, they should have kept him to bolster themselves and have –
They want to. I mean, you're almost asking them to impossibly write up something in the contract that just is not feasible.
Well, I would have just told him we plan on playing you, and then hopefully he would have not walked away. I mean, because that's what I would have done. Because I do think there's 35 to 40% of snaps they could have given him. I do.
But I think that's kind of high.
If a guy who's 34.
He was pretty good last year,
He had 11 and a half sacks over 2 years.
But he caused a lot of fumbles,
right,
a lot of
disruption.
Can I be
sure on one point? It's very human nature for fans and media to judge after the fact. Like, if Chris Long turned 34 next year, this coming year, and wasn't very productive, everybody would be killing the Eagles for not having the foresight to realize that a 34-year-old is going to turn 34. So you can't kill him for – you can't be the guy that says, I want this team to get a lot younger, and then kill them when they get rid of a veteran.
Yeah, I got you.
Who got rid of himself, really? I mean,
really?
It is a dignified way to walk away, and I congratulate him for doing it the way he did it. Because it's so rare.
All right, Jeff, good work. Inside the Birds podcast. Check it out, Mr. Jeff Mosher. Thank you, Jeff.
Got
it. All right, coming up, he got a big old smile on Richie's face because he thought you brought sound logic here that he doesn't
really
think
did.
That was bringing. Coming up, your chance to win $1,000. That's right, a chance to win $1,000. Next, we also roll back the phone calls. Give it here. Joe DeCabra, John Richie on WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.